Should Connecticut decriminalize mushrooms? Psychedelic mushrooms, not the mushrooms you have with your steak.
I was going to say, those are great in a sauce.
Yeah.
Wow. Those would go great in a sauce, too, just not the way you think.
Right.
Comedian Vince Barry's hanging out. Good morning.
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 He's at Riverwalk in Derby Friday. We're linked up. Joe LaChance, the weed guy, is on. What do you think about this mushroom thing?
I think it's a good idea.
Okay.
Hey, Joe LaChance. I know this guy. Me and him used to work
together. We're doing a show.
I'm sorry. Okay. I wanted to say hi to him.
Yeah, hello, okay. Ben.
What up, brother?
Okay.
It's mushrooms kicking in. Sorry.
Yeah, really.
Yes, I do think it's a good idea because what we're talking about is just decriminalizing. We're not talking about recreational shops selling mushrooms. We're talking about decriminalizing small amounts so that people aren't getting put in jail for natural plant medicine. It's similar to marijuana. It's very similar.
Wow. So you say?
I say yes. I say we should start the process.
Okay.
It's very therapeutic. They did studies at Yale to see the efficacy of psilocybin, which is the active component in mushrooms, for depression, PTSD, anxiety,
boredom.
And they got really good results.
Gotcha.
So I think it's worth studying, and the first step to doing that is decriminalizing it.
Okay. Well, they'll make a lot of money off it.
Yeah.
I don't even know how you buy mushrooms. Is it weight? Is it?
Yeah, I've never done, so.
Yeah, it's by weight. If you're buying mushrooms, you know, as mushrooms, it's by weight. You do it by gram or eighths or ounces or whatever. But you only take small doses. What they're doing now is what is called microdosing, where you don't take a large amount. You just take a small amount, and you don't actually trip. So it doesn't have the same effect. And they have found that in people with PTSD, depression, anxiety, and things like that, that it can last. They have found long-term lasting effects from people doing this under the care of a therapist. So in other words, they will give them a medical dose of the psilocybin and then have a therapist sit and talk with them through their experience.
Wow. Interesting.
Now, the therapist is a pink dragon now, but
it's very interesting stuff. So I think it's worth studying. I think it's worth it. Look, the drugs that they're using right now for all that obviously aren't working. So let's look for new stuff. It's the same thing as I said with marijuana. So, yeah, I'm behind it.
All right. So you're just saying decriminalize, not legalize.
Yeah.
Yeah, just decriminalize.
Decriminalize study.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at this.
Right.
When's the last time you tripped on mushrooms?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Actually tripped? Oh, it's been years, but I have microdosed.
Right.
I would say it was a month ago, maybe.
I tripped over a mushroom one time. It was a yard ornament.
Next to a gnome.
Yeah. Right, yes.
Vince, do you use mushrooms?
I will just say I might know a guy that ate 7 grams worth of mushrooms over the course of a day.
That seems like a lot.
It seems like a lot, and you'd be correct in your assessment. And
was it before coming in here?
You don't want that.
It just kicked in.
Let's put it this way. I had a this other person that I know, had a conversation with the row of nutcrackers on their fireplace mantle during the Christmas time. So
nice.
You got to do it in moderation.
They all sang to him.
So this... and their jaws are moving.
Right, little rats come out and ballet dance. Yeah.
Oh my God, the nutcracker!
This friend of yours, did he take one and say, "Oh, I don't feel anything"? Then
yeah,
take
it was
another.
It was one of those things. They tell you to wait. You should wait longer than people tell you to wait.
Yes.
I also had a friend that told them drink milk. If you take this stuff, drink milk, and it'll subside the effects. That doesn't... You get strong bones, but you don't get less high.
It was a cow.
Oh, so what was it like? If you start feeling like you took too much, drink milk, and it'll dial it down?
It's one of those like hood science things. It's not real.
That's hot peppers.
Right, yeah.
Big difference.
So, yes. After that story, I'm in agreement with it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'd be afraid to do it now.
I never have. Never have.
Yeah, as an adult, I'm very... That's why I just did the microdose. I don't think a full trip would be good.
The microdose sounds interesting, though, to talk to... To do that, to talk to a therapist and kind of work things out.
Yeah.
That sounds like... Because it really opens up your mind.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I was a genius.
Really?
I took some mushrooms and, like, it just, you're, the way you think is completely different than
wow.
the box that you're in now as a human. You're like, wow, man, I figured it all out.
Wow.
I can't wait to tell the world. And then you wake up, you're like, ah, wow. So.
Where am I parked?
Back to work.
Where am I parked? Somebody's on the lawn. Where are my pants?
Yeah.
My revelation was Pop-Tarts that cook faster.
Right.
Think of all the time you'd save, Phil.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'd be afraid to do it now. Because you got all those adulty problems and issues and stuff, you know?
That sounds like a bit.
Yeah.
Sounds like a stunt
you
stupid.
Don't know what's going to come up.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, but the microdosing is okay. I will tell you that. I did like it. And I'll probably do it again if I feel the need. But it's not something I would do often, you know.
Oh, like I know. The only thing I've seen someone on mushrooms do was a friend of mine was on mushrooms. And he went out to the parking lot with a bunch of buddies. They came back in again. And he was in a bar, lit a cigarette by the bar. He was smoking in bars back then. Lit a cigarette with his lighter. And then shook the lighter out and threw it like a match. And nailed some girl in the head across the bar.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I don't want to do this.
Hey, I wanted to mention something really quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
If anybody is not doing anything this weekend, we have a comedy show coming up.
Really?
Cannabis comedy coming up in Hartford.
Joe, you got a message.
Easy for you to say.
Cannabis comedus.
Right. the toilet.
The last Roman emperor.
Filthy comedy. I think you guys know them. They're
yeah.
Of course. I assume.
Yeah. So we got a 4 comedians coming up this Saturday in Hartford at Warehouse 860. And you can go to Connecticut. Connecticut, right?
Wait, what?
Is it Connecticut or Connecticut?
Connecticut.
Oh. Connecticut.
Like cannabis.
Like cannabis.
Ah, gotcha. Okay.
Connecticut.com.
How do you expect your followers to find you?
You know how they find me?
Attractive?
Follow your nose.
Yeah.
Follow your nose.
Gotcha.
If you smell weed, that's where you know where
How do you
we
have
are.
A weed show with comedians and not have Vince on the bill?
Connecticut.
Yeah,
well,
Joe.
Vince can be on the and Vince should show up and maybe he'll end up on stage, especially if I'm there and maybe I could pull some strings and get Vince a little quick
me and Joe go back the independent wrestling days. If you ever have time to have him talk about old school wrestling stuff, he was there for like some wild Jake the Snake Roberts things and all kinds of stuff. So
wow.
Yeah. That's a past life. We could talk about that someday, but anyway. If you got a second, Chaz, the numbers came out for recreational and medical sales of marijuana last month.
Okay.
Well, it's at the Academy Awards.
Announced. Right. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So $15.3 million they made in recreational sales this month, November, for the month of November.
Right.
And then in medical sales, $10.3 million.
That's in a month.
Wow.
In a month.
Huh.
So
that's just tax revenue, $25 million in November in Connecticut.
$15 million will be taxed because of that's the adult use. Yeah.
Oh, that's the gross. That's not the tax revenue.
Yeah,
so we spent $25 million in November legally.
Legally.
That's not in the black market.
Had
it's just legally.
Had a lot of trickery.
We're smoking a lot of weed.
We're smoking a lot of weed in Connecticut, which is good for the state. I hope they start putting that money into the roads and things that need it. But we'll
don't harsh my buzz.
You are still high, aren't you?
Some of these neighborhoods that have been, you know, that need a little help there. But we'll see what they do with the money. But the state is definitely making money off weed. People are spending money on weed. That's a good thing.
It sounds like you've been spending money on weed.
Yeah, how much of that $15 million is yours?
I just give it away, my friend.
Have you smoked yet this morning?
Yeah, it's 9 o'clock.
Good man, good man.
It's 9 o'clock somewhere.
I've been up for a while.
All right, you want to toke up before you go?
Yeah, I got one loaded here.
Nice.
Of course it does.
I figured you'd ask. All right, hold on. All right. So this is some, what is this called?
I don't know.
Lime OG. So we'll see how
that Lime OG. Okay.
Lime OG.
All right.
Jam on it. Lime OG.
Monster rip. Oh, my God.
Wow. That's a professional.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, that's
that
a pro.
A full one hitter.
That's
the whole thing.
Yeah, but that's like a 10 hitter for a normal person.
Seriously, man.
That's, yeah, it's a big one hitter. It's not a little one.
That's,
that was a whole gram in one puff, brother.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a nice one. Thank
that was 12 million right there.
Look at how much happier he
He's
sounds.
Thanking himself. That was a nice one. Yeah. Thank you, Joe. You're welcome.
We should have some breakfast now. Yeah, I can eat.
Do you have any cereal? I do.
Captain Crunch, man.
I'm going for the peanut butter.
Nice.
Professional.
Nice.
Do you use a spoon or you just go right with the tongue?
The mushrooms will be next, but you won't get me to trip on air. I'm sorry.
Gotcha.
No.
Yeah, no. We're good. Yeah.
No, we'll just record it and play it back.
Right.
All right, Joe. Thanks for a great year. And final talk
always
to you. Merry Christmas,
you
my brother.
Hopefully we'll see you Saturday at the comedy show. There'll be plenty of weed.
And
there will be a number of
legal
weed. I will be there, and I will be having a good time. Vince, I hope to see you there.
Likewise. I mean, if you see me, are you going to remember? I mean, it's awesome.
He's going to be like, Vince, yes, what are you doing, you. Man?
I'll just tell him on Monday I was there.
I can't forget you in those times.
We Likewise, time. Brother.
You know, right. Why do I wait to ask him to hit it at the end?
Yeah,
just start
it
should be right in the beginning.
Just start with
it. Demeanor change?
Next time, from now on. First time. Yep.
All right, guys.
Yeah, you got to flip the second.
He's got some peanut butter to get to,
Some chocolate.
Yeah.
All right, Joe, thank you.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.